So when you spend time praying, how many of you pray for your pastor? Y'all don't pray the old prayer that they used to pray years ago. So, Lord, if you keep him humble, we'll keep him broke. Y'all don't do that, do you? Y'all don't do that, do you? No. How many want to see your pastor blessed? I'm going to tell you something. When you begin to pray for your pastor, all of a sudden, even in the nighttime, God will begin to give him strategies. And he'll come to you and he'll say, we about to do this. And you'll be like, well, why are we doing this? It's okay. God has given him strategies. So when you pray, he gets strategies to lead everybody else. Am I making sense? But we got to shout to it. And what are we going to say to it?
Grace!
I'm going to go through a few things, and I want y'all to shout grace to me. If I don't feel good, what I say?
Grace!
Don't say it one time, say it two times. If I don't feel good, what I say?
Grace!
Say it together. If I don't feel good, what did I say?
Grace!
To Houston, Mississippi, being one to God, what are we going to say?
Grace!
How many of you, see yourself rich and the devil telling you you can't, but you're going to say what?
Grace!
You got more than enough to pay your bills and pay somebody else, and you're going to shout what?
Grace!
Any situation come your way that doesn't not feel good, you're going to not go have a bellyache, one of those little fists, but you're going to begin to say what to it?
Grace!
Shout to it.
Grace!
Tell you something. You just got revelation now that'll set you free. Man, we're speaking spirits. Not by might, nor by power. This thing would not end because God will keep the anointing. But it's by the spirit of grace. Bold. How many of you ever watch a boxing match? How many of you ever watch Mike Tyson? How many know who Mike Tyson is?
Right.
If you hear anybody sound like this, that's Mike Tyson. So Mike Tyson would go into a fight. He would go into a fight confident because he know if he can make the right blow, he know he can take his opponent out sometime in a few seconds.
Right?
Do you know you got more power than Mike Tyson could ever have, but you got the grace of God, the anointing of God. You can go into any battle and win every time.
Amen.
How many of you ready to see your finances flip right side up?
Woo!
Come on.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey.
I don't know why, but when I say something about money, everybody starts smiling. How many want to have enough money to take care of your needs and help somebody else?
Yeah.
Sister Cora talked about that. How many would you like to be the one that sold $100,000? So from now on, over your finances, over your bank account, you're going to look at your bank account and you ain't going to say, my bank account look like 00. You're going to say, my bank account is full, and you're going to speak to that bank account and you're going to be bold about doing it. Then God going to give you strategies on how to fill that bank account up. And when he tells you to give, you're going to do what? Give. And how you going to do it? You're going to shout what to it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm on the way home. You do this, right?
Yeah.
Nod your head like you said, like you agree. Y'all gonna do this, right?
Yeah.
This on the way home, pull out your checkbook and shout something to it. What you gonna shout to your checkbook?
Praise.
Jesus. Pastor Needham talking about $40,000 coming in for this. Why not just do $40,000 every week? Well, how we gonna do that?
Praise.
We gonna do it by what?
Praise.
The doctor said, I got a bad report, but that's okay. That's his report. But we got the spirit of grace on us, and what are we going to say to the doctor report?
Grace.
When that doctor told me that my daughter was dying, do you think I sit there and gave in to him?
No.
No. I found strategies. Somebody shout grace to it.
Grace.
Jesus. Y'all got it? So these next, I'm calling the next 40. I don't know how old Pastor is. Don't even tell me. But I know you're older than I am. So to celebrate the next 40, which means he'll live a good long time. Amen. How many want to be around to celebrate the next 40? I can hear some of you now. Well, I'll be over 100. Listen, let me tell you something. Moses was 120 years old. He was 40 in Egypt, 40 in the wilderness, 40 back when he was 40 more years, 120 before he died. And that's when man age actually stopped. How many of you want to live? You want to be living the next 40? Amen. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Can we do something real quick?
Come on.
Everybody, point your hand towards your pastor and wife here. We're going to declare this. God going to give him strategies. Pastor, I hear this in my spirit. Never deviate from the word of faith that you was taught. That brought you, and it'll keep you. Never deviate from it. Because some people have literally got away from faith. Don't deviate from it. Stay with it. I'm gonna steal the word that they got. It's just getting started good. Miracles, y'all hadn't seen it yet. Angelic help, you hadn't seen it all yet. But it's more to come. Jesus. Y'all shout grace to them. She keeps shouting it. Say this. Say, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Spirit of grace, rest on them. They will do what you will do through them. Father, thank you for our leaders, and they shall cross over into greater things, and the best is yet to come. Amen. Go ahead and you can be seated. I'm going to do this, and this will be closed, and I'll turn it back into pastor. I would like to assume everybody was saving here. But I'm not. I had a situation happen. I had to help with a funeral with a young man. I gave an altar call, and I my eyes just connected to him. And he was on the outside row, and I gave an altar call, and I could tell he wanted to come. I'll never forget this as long as I live. His 9-year-old daughter was beside him. And she moved his hand, and she came out in the aisle, and she came, and she accepted Christ. And he sat there with tears in his eyes, but he wouldn't move. I get a call the next week that he passed away. Come to find out, he had told his wife, I wasn't going up there, because he was a white gentleman. He said, I ain't going up there and let that black man pray for me. He said it. He said it. So I get a call, he passed away. I've done several funerals in my life. That was the most emptiest funeral I'd ever done. It's very empty. Matter of fact, my brother was there, he left and he just started crying. He didn't even really know the guy. He said, he gone. Another guy came, now I ain't got a heaven or hell to put nobody in, but sometimes you just know stuff about the spirit. And I had another one of my ministers, he come to me, he said, man, I can't even look at him. He said, it's like he's empty. He wouldn't even get, so from that point on, I start doing things a little different. If a person don't want to come up, we'll say it right there at your seat. Because I don't know when is we don't know when the enemy wants to snuff you out. So with every head bowed, every eyes closed, repeat after me. I don't care if you've been saved 100 years or 10 years or just got saved. You can just not, it won't hurt you, say it every day. Say, Father God, I thank you for your son, Jesus. I believe he died on the cross just for me. Today, Jesus Christ, you're the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. From this day forward, I'll live for you. You are my Lord and Savior. And I thank you for dying for me, rose on the third day just for me. Therefore, today marks the day of my salvation. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.